I encourage every single person, if you're ever wanting to get motivated on praising God, think about the top five things that come across your mind when you think about something God has done for you. Well, let's just go through my list and maybe you can help me praise God. When I was an addict for 8 years and had no hope and lost everything, He delivered me and set me free instantaneously without any withdrawals, without any physical ailments, and made me to be whole. Maybe that wasn't enough for you. I don't know. When I once dropped out of college and didn't think that I could do it, He calls me to get motivated to finish and get a bachelor's degree in computer science. Glory to God. And when I didn't think that I could have a job or even deserve to be anywhere to work, He opened up a door for me and caused me to be able to work. He took me from somebody that was just shy and backward and just able to play a few songs, and He took my life and blessed me into a ministry. And most of all, He has took my family and took my family and all their extended family, and He has knit us up to be a family that has its heart towards God. Friends, I'm here to tell you, you might still be waiting on that blessing to come, but I'm here to tell you that every single good thing that God has done had to start with a good work somewhere. There had to be somebody that praised God for someone to be drawn. There had to be somebody that spoke out in other tongues and took authority over the enemy. There had to be somebody that stood up and took a stand over the devil and said, I curse you, and I curse the very things that hinder the body. I'm here to tell you right now, I'm confident in the God I serve. You might not be so confident, but I know right now that if I say, devil, be gone in the name of Jesus, I know that God's going to do a great work. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for somebody in this place to call out and believe and be confident in the God that they serve. There's a day when politics are going to fail this nation. There's a day that leaders are going to fail this nation. There's going to be a time when the wickedness will not go just because the law says that it is wrong. There's going to be a day come when people are in such bondage that no form of treatment and no form of medicine is going to cure them. Friends, we're on the cusp of wickedness overtaking this world, and the Bible did not call us to be the same as the world. It has called us to be different. You know what makes you different? When you suffer like the world suffers, you do a good work. Glory to God. When the world would see you to give up on your life, then all of a sudden something springs up out of you. The prophet said it's like a fire shut up in my bones that causes you to be different and to do a good thing. There are gifts and callings that God's wanting to bring out of this church greater. I prayed, I felt it, and I'm here to tell you, exercise your gifts, and God will give you the time and the place to exercise them. But brother, what I do isn't quite what you do. God had no respect of person, did He? So your works are just as powerful as mine. What you do for God makes just as much of an impact as me. And you want to see something amazing? Let's do this by demonstration. Come here, brother. You stand right here. Can I get you two brothers? Do you mind? I sure appreciate it. You get over here, grouped up with this brother. Okay. What I want you to do is join hands, and you come this way, and we're going to make it long ways, like this. All right? Now, I won't keep them up for very long, but I want you to extend out as far as you can go. Okay? Do you see them extended? Do you see me extended? To me, when I think about how that we can reach people, it's far more of worth for more to make the effort together than it is just for one to try to do it all. That is why God has assembled you together. You can be seated now. The Lord wants us to extend our reach into this world. How? By the good works that we can do for others. The Bible said if you saw someone to be homeless, would you have the heart to bring them in? If you saw someone that needed clothes, would you not clothe them? You know what that was talking about for us today? If you saw someone that was addicted to drugs, would you not tell them that there is deliverance? If you saw somebody that was lost, would you not beg for them to be saved? If you saw somebody in true and utter depression, would you not go to them and lead them to peace? There are children out there that are being tempted with wickedness that we cannot even begin to fathom. And what was once an every now and again party experience, it's daily. It's in our schools right now. Wickedness is everywhere. And unless we are getting to our children at home and teaching them the way they should go, then when they are presented with this world, they don't have the knowledge to know that it is something they should reject. That's why it's important you instill this in your youth. And that's why it's important that you continue to do good works. Can I tell you some real stuff right now? I get tired all the time of preaching. I do. I ache. I hurt. I get aggravated. I get frustrated. I get tired of practicing new songs. Yeah, that's real stuff right there. That's confession. There's been some times I didn't feel like going and opening up the Bible and taking the time to prepare and study because I was just tired from work. If you try to work full-time and minister full-time, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Satan will take these moments of weakness, and without us praying and fighting for our life at home, then we become as the professors of old were, just going and crying aloud, but no effectiveness. The Lord wants you, as you cry out, to have confidence. The kind of confidence that when you cry out, the Lord says, "Here am I." The kind of power that when you speak to the mountain and tell it to be moved, that it be moved and cast into the sea. Do you know what that's talking about? Fighting temptations. Fighting temptations. Jesus already paid for the things that you ask for forgiveness for. But you're tempted to anger every day. You're tempted to all the forms of wickedness that exist today. And you know the best way to combat that? I know this is going to sound cliche, but if we get in the Spirit, if we operate in the anointing daily, before I ever log on to my computer, and it's all that I can really do at work without people either trying to poke fun at me or not, I put my head slightly down and I meditate to God and say, "God, you see what I have to do. You see what's ahead of me. And God, I pray for your peace over my mind, and I rebuke every attack that comes against me." And there are things that come against me even after I pray that, but I'm prepared. You may be dealing with people at home that are bitter towards you, but if you rise early and guard your heart and your mind, they won't have any effect on you. There's a day coming when we won't have this privilege like we do now, as freely as we do. There are very many wars and rumors of wars amongst us. If you read the Bible, you know that the end times are nigh unto us. But Jesus said, "Be not afraid, but to be of good cheer." Isn't that powerful? Good words promote good works. Encouragement to yourself. David had nobody at Ziklag. All of his troops and everyone forsaken him. And the only thing that he could do was encourage himself. And that's where I've been sometimes. And my wife does her very best to encourage me. But there's some times where I just get so frustrated that I just let nobody in to where I'm really at. But it's only when I take the time to be humble and truly tell God my frustrations. Then my heart can be opened and to do good works. And I'm going to give you an identifier. I'm not going to leave you without the knowledge of this. You've got to understand. If you're going about your business of life and you do no good works, no charity, no benevolence, if you're not doing things for others you know that you could be doing, then walking in the lack of love means we walk in a lack of the gifts and callings. The very evidence of God in us is what? That we love our neighbor as ourselves. Loving your neighbor means giving to them. Loving your neighbor means telling them the truth, even if it hurts them. Loving your neighbor is doing things that cost your time, cost your hobbies, cost your recreation to do a good work. I remember when I used to have hobbies, but I believe with all that's in me, if I laid down my ministry today, tried to go find something to do, it would not even compare to the greatness of what I feel now for what I do. I'm not even here for me. I'm here for those of you that need a refreshing in your life. It might feel like the motions. It might feel mundane. It might be boring. What you're doing might not be recognized by very many people. But God said, if you'll do a good work, good works will come to you. If you'll speak a good word, the power of life is on you. Come on, active demonstration. Somebody put their hand on their head and say, "Peace." The power of life is within you. And if you mix that work with faith, it comes alive. But faith without works is what? We're faithful to believe. We're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. But when the presence of God is moving in worship, nobody could get you moving if they put a nail up under the pew. I'm fully persuaded sometimes that people literally try to see how much that they can get pinned up within them before they get moved to do something. I don't wait very long because I know that as soon as I hear from God to do something, then I know that my darkness will no longer stay dim. There was one that came at the 11th hour in a parable, and he got paid with the same wages as those that came early. I'm an 11th hour kid. I didn't get saved when it was the right time. God found me when I was at my worst. But there's a whole community out there, church, that's just like that. And I wish that they could be here tonight to hear what I'm saying. But there's only going to be somebody that's going to reach them out there. But if you do good works out there, then when they see where you get strength, then you can see them be drawn to here. Retention is all about follow through. Do you love somebody enough to follow up with them and see how they are? Do you love them enough to check on them? Quite honestly, do you love people enough for it not to be just about you? If you examine your life, you can find ample opportunity for good works to come forth. More than what you're even doing now. All you got to do is just try. That's where the Lord has it. He's given us the ability to choose. And he said, choose you this day who you will serve. I also read, if God be for us, then who could be against us? Here's what I'll say in closing. The warfare that you're fighting, the anger you feel, the bitterness that people bring out of you, they're not even fighting against your flesh and blood. Do you know that? The warfare we fight is not carnal. We are fighting something that's way bigger than just a few foul words that somebody says to us. We are fighting for something bigger than just a few people that say, you'll never get that built. We're fighting for something bigger than that. If you'll set out to do a good work and you have your heart before the Lord, there's no doubt in my mind that you're going to be in a new building sooner than later. But it's all about being willing to try. So my word of advice to you is, if you know of something you can do, and you know the enemy's talking you out of it every which way, chances are it's time for you to step out. A testimony of two or three can be just as powerful as what I've brought out to you tonight. The song of someone that never sings could reach to that one that the choir couldn't get to. And most of all, the witness of somebody that pushes their groceries over to the side and takes the time to minister to someone in a parking lot is far more meaningful. When I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I wasn't in the altar. I wasn't in the pew. I was in a living room. People were praying for me under the power of God. Prayer language is powerful, but you got to pray. Songs are powerful, but you've got to sing. Testimonies are great, but you've got to testify. It's amazing what the power of a word and a work will do. So do that work. Paul did his work mostly behind bars. Isn't that amazing? All these letters to the churches, people get inspired by text today, Bible verses, all this stuff that brings people so much inspiration came from someone that was persecuted for doing the right thing. What does that tell me? That I can be just as inspirational as Paul was. If I'll just be willing to do a good work in a difficult time. So I speak encouragement to all of you tonight. Because I know that if you feel any pain like I do, that you probably hurt sometimes. And you get upset sometimes. And sometimes you don't want to share with nobody. But you hurt and you deal with things and you have to have God. Because if you didn't, there'd be no way you could make it. We need God to get through these times. And all that God requires of us is the things that he blesses us with, to do something with it. Reciprocity. What will you give for what you get? What will you do for what you are blessed with? For me, nobody has to beg me to preach. If you invite me every single service from now on, I'd come. If somebody said we need somebody at a tent revival in a parking lot, I'd be there. I'm willing and ready. You know why? It's certainly not for money, not for fame, nor title. But it's that moment that I see that happens in people when they finally realize that I can do all things through Christ. When I see that look in people's eyes, when I see hope come alive again, it makes this journey worth every single sermon, every single song, every single time that I went when I didn't feel like it. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. He, by his example, showed us that not only Christ could make a difference, but mankind could as well. So if a man that was as evil as one to kill Christians could be raised to do amazing things, how much more could you do if you only but do it? I appreciate you. Go back and read these passages and see that the Word of God confirms that if you'll do a good work, that you'll find good things.